Welcome to the Stoic Meditations podcast, where in each episode we reflect on a bit of wisdom from the ancient philosophers of Greece and Rome. I am Massimo Piliucci, a professor of philosophy at the City College of New York, and I will guide you through this reading. Today's reflections come from Epictetus in Discourses 1:2-33. Consider at what price you sell your integrity, but please, for God's sake, don't sell it cheap. I love this quote, in part because I take it to be yet another example of Epictetus' sarcastic sense of humor. But the context is important. According to Brian Johnson, author of The Role Ethics of Epictetus, Stoicism in Ordinary Life, the 2nd century Stoic philosopher developed a rather novel approach to ethics based on the fact that we play a number of roles in life. Our most fundamental role is that of a human being, and it carries duties toward the rest of humanity, duties that, according to Epictetus, trump everything else, including our family and friends. But then, we also have more specific roles, some of which we choose, others that are given to us. For instance, I am, through no choice of my own, a son, and therefore I have a relationship with my parents, which I need to handle in the best way possible. An example of a role we choose, by contrast, is that of father. I have a daughter, and it was my choice to bring her into the world, and that carries a distinct set of responsibilities for me. The quote about not selling your soul cheap comes in the context of a discussion that Epictetus has with his students about whether a slave who is asked by his master to hold a chamber pot should do it or refuse. Epictetus essentially says that that is up to the slave and how much he values his dignity as a human being. If he values it less than the consequences he is likely to face by refusing to hold the chamber pot, then he should go ahead and do it. But if he sees himself as a human being first and foremost, then he should refuse. Whatever one does, Epictetus concludes, it should be as a result of a deliberate judgment about what is important to us and why. Notice, incidentally, that this is one rare example in antiquity of moral support for the rebellion of a slave. It also needs to be noted, parenthetically, that the Stoics were among the few ancient philosophers to consider slavery an evil, as stated by Zeno of Citium, the founder of Stoicism. Thank you for joining me for another Stoic meditation. I will be back with a new episode very soon, fate permitting, of course.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.